You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
Welcome back to The Wire. Last week on Thursday, the New Zealand Nurses Organisation held a National Day of Action, with rallies across the country calling for increased public health funding. While the government has introduced measures to increase the number of nurses in Aotearoa, staffing shortages are still frequent in wards across the country. Additionally, there are worries that the recently scrapped Te Aka Whai Ora could impact the already struggling sector, taking focus away from those who need health support most and potentially increasing the workload for frontline health workers. In our weekly catch-up with the National Party, I speak to MP Katie Nyman about the government's approach to public health policy and how the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora could affect the health sector. The New Zealand Nurses Organisation organised a National Day of Action regarding a lack of government support for nurses or health organisations in Aotearoa. What does the current government have to offer our nurses and health sector more broadly?
Oh, well, it's, you know, like you say, a very broad question. But look, we really value our highly skilled nurses. I mean, it's incredibly, what they do is incredibly difficult. And we have acknowledged that. We've already acknowledged that our health system, in particular, our health workforce is under pressure. You know, and obviously expanding the workforce is an ongoing challenge. It's a huge priority, and we've talked about it. We talked about it since last election as well. You know, we've actually added almost 2,500 nurses to our workforce in the year to date, just prior to December in 2023. But there are obviously still gaps, and it's certain areas that we need to focus on. Particularly emergency, mental health, and midwives. And so we're always looking at ways that we can build that. And we really need to try and build that homegrown workforce as well, because, of course, we can bring people in from overseas, but that's not the long-term solution. So we've ensured that health and other critical frontline services, will see an uplift in our budget. So we've been saying that since last year as well. It's really important that we reinforce that. The budget and funding for frontline healthcare is going to increase, and that's a really important indication.
These rallies followed information revealed in an OIA to Te Whatu Ora, which showed that many wards are operating below safe staffing levels some or all of the time. There's been calls for a fixed ratio of nurses to patients as implemented internationally in countries like Australia and in the US state of California. Will the government commit to such a fixed ratio of nurses to patients in Aotearoa?
Oh, look, that's not something I can comment on. I'm not the Minister of Health, and so, you know, that's something for Dr. Shane Reithi to make a decision on. But, you know, it's certainly, as with everything, if we need to make improvements, we've got to look at everything that we can do to achieve those improvements. And, you know, we are hearing about these critical shortages around the country, and, you know, it's very important for us to address those, and the best solution is no doubt going to be explored, but I will leave that for the Minister to comment on.
There were also further calls made in a recent Association of Salaried Medical Specialists, or ASMS, report, finding that, as you mentioned, our health system is overloaded and unable to properly support the entire population. It made several recommendations to the government, including the removal of charges for primary health or dental care and an independent inquiry into health funding. Can you comment on either of these?
Look, again, you know, anything that's under review at the moment or currently being investigated, I can't comment on, but I think the most important thing is that we have a Minister of Health that is experienced in the field himself and is very, very focused on targets and improved outcomes. And I think the most important thing is that we need to look at evidence-based solutions that will genuinely improve the health outcomes of every Kiwi. And so that's the most important focus for us. And look, if there is good intel and helpful information coming from these reviews, then no doubt they will be explored further.
Moving on, the government has also organised the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, or the Māori Health Authority, which will end its offering its service at the end of June. Is there a worry that this Te Aka Whai Ora's disestablishment will contribute more pressure to an already struggling health sector?
Well, look, no, the most important thing for us is that we're delivering for every New Zealander, and a united health system with great advice from iwi and the IMBPs is vital for us. And so, you know, obviously this is a new mission and vision for Māori Health, and what we're doing is obviously about the future of the health system, focused on the health need. It's a narrow bill. You know, by disestablishing the Māori Health Authority, it doesn't negate from our focus on Māori health, and that's what we need to focus and make very, very clear. For us, merging the functions of the Māori Health Authority and transferring its role to the public health system will mean that the health system keeps the expertise it needs to improve health outcomes for everybody, not dividing the health system up, and especially the health workforce as well. It doesn't matter how the health system is shaped, we need to make sure it's functioning. And so we have to have results over reports, and that's, you know, like I said, it's evidence-based always for us. So, you know, we never want more bureaucracy, and we don't think that bureaucracy is the way to get the best outcomes for Māori. We need a mechanism that's outcomes-focused, and as I alluded to earlier, you know, we want target-driven and driven by needs specifically with those targets. And we can have some of those decisions made closer to home with the hapū. The Māori Health Authority was not community-based. And that's certainly what we want to work on. But as I say, the targets are the primary focus for us. With primary and community healthcare, the most important thing is it's people's gateway to the health system, and we've got to get that aspect right. We've got to get it right for every Kiwi. And we just can't have long waits, and we can't have drawn-out processes for people undergoing vital health needs and processes. And so, you know, we agreed this with all coalition parties, and it's really important that we deliver on this commitment and increase the outcomes for every Kiwi.
There is a worry, however, despite assurances from each of the coalition parties, that the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora, an organisation implemented to address discrepancies in health outcomes for Māori and Aotearoa, there is a worry that with its disestablishment, there won't be anything else implemented to address those discrepancies and address issues that particularly affect Māori in our health system. Are there plans for an alternative to Te Aka Whai Ora, and could you give any information on what they might look like?
Yeah, well, look, I think it's an unfounded worry. As I said, and very clearly, we are focused on outcomes and increased outcomes for all New Zealanders, including Māori, and that should be based on need, not separating bureaucracy. So, look, I know that the Minister is working very hard in the communities, connecting with the Iwi Māori Partnership Boards as an example, for how we can deliver those improved outcomes at a local level as part of our health system. I can't make any revelations as to what that will exactly look like, but I can assure you that the Minister is working tirelessly to improve outcomes for all New Zealanders. He takes that mission very, very seriously. And I can tell you right now, putting a label on something and dividing up our bureaucracy and creating a new system is not what gets better outcomes, and in fact it didn't. You know, we need to have a well-oiled, well-working health system that works hard for every single New Zealander and is well-informed at a local level, and that is exactly what we're doing, and we are building and developing fantastic relationships at a local level to ensure that we get the right outcome for every Kiwi, and, you know, focusing on certain ethnicities where it's necessary, specifically for immunisation, which you saw was something that we announced and have started work on already.
Right. I suppose just what's unclear to me is that if we're disestablishing the Māori Health Authority with the idea of integrating everyone into the same health system, as you put it, how will that work if our health system is currently struggling to deal with issues of understaffing and too many people going into hospital beds, not enough space in wards, etc.?
Well, this is exactly what I've already said in the sense of increasing our number of nurses, increasing our number of doctors, as you saw with our policy announcement last year and our memorandum of understanding being signed, increasing the number of GPs and doctors being trained, setting targets for the health system and ensuring those local hospitals adhere to those and meet those targets, because the previous government did not set any targets to achieve, and so that is a fundamental way of running a health system. But at the same time, having locally driven and community driven health advice at a Māori iwi level as well, it is fundamental that we get all of those things right. And I do believe, like I have just said, that setting up a Māori health establishment is not the way to do it. More bureaucracy does not help you meet targets. Setting targets helps you meet targets. And there are a lot of things that are being addressed at the moment, and I have no doubt there will be more to come in the budget that is going to go a long way to improving our health system, and one step at a time, but it's all part of the bigger picture.
That was the National Party's Katie Nyman speaking to me about the government's health policy and the disestablishment of Te Aka Whai Ora.
That was our catch-up with National Party MP James Meagher.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.